This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Parliament session begins tomorrow. Leaders of parties represented in Parliament to address the first meeting. Parties agree to elect the Speaker on 5th of April. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with House members from Madhes province, seeks suggestions on urgent district and local priorities. National Examination Board confirms completion of all preparations for SEE exam scheduled to start from tomorrow. And Trump considers leaving NATO as Tamil says UK will host talks on Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives elected from the March 5th election is convening its first session tomorrow. The upcoming session, following the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's nearly two-thirds majority, is seen as significant nationally and internationally. President Ramchandra Porwal has summoned both houses of parliament for 2 p.m. tomorrow, following the Council of Ministers' recommendation under the Constitution. The House will meet in the new hall at Simhadarbar, while the National Assembly will sit in the old Secretariat building, which marks its 20th session. After the 2007 formation of the 601-member Constituent Assembly, sessions held at the International Convention Centre will return to Simhadarbar after 18 years. The President must summon Parliament within 30 days. Parties will honour martyrs, leaders will speak, and the House will follow existing rules. Meanwhile, the political parties represented in the House of Representatives have reached an agreement to present a proposal regarding the election of the Speaker in the first meeting of the Parliament. At an all-party meeting at Simhadarbar, chaired by Arjun Narasimha KC, it was agreed that the Speaker's nomination will begin on the 4th of April and the election on the 5th of April. Prime Minister Balendra Shah held discussions with members of the House of Representatives representing from the Madhes province. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today focused on addressing pressing public issues. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Manish Jha, who was present at the meeting, said he briefed the Prime Minister on urgent tasks that needed to be carried out in their respective districts and areas. He said discussions covered health, education, infrastructure and agriculture, focusing on short and long-term actions with province-wise WhatsApp groups set up for reporting issues. The National Examination Board has announced that all preparations are complete for the secondary education examination SEE starting nationwide tomorrow. The exams will begin simultaneously at 8 a.m. on Thursday at 1,966 centres, including one in Japan, and will continue until the 12th of April. A total of 512,421 students will participate this year. The board reported that the most students are from Bagmati and the lowest from Karnali, with 11,379 schools participating. Deputy Controller Vishnu Prasad Gyamwali confirmed all arrangements, secure papers, accessible centres, external monitoring and results within a month. Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla has assumed office as the acting Chief Justice of the Supreme Court from today, becoming the second woman in the country's history to helm the country's highest judiciary institution. Malla follows Justice Sushila Karki, who was the first woman to serve as the Chief Justice of Nepal. Justice Malla became acting Chief Justice after Prakash Man Singh Rao retired at 65 as the constitution mandates amid institutional transition. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung today visited the District Police Range Office, Kathmandu. During the visit, the Home Minister directed police personnel to serve the public with accountability and transparency. Upon his arrival, the minister was welcomed by senior police officials. After the visit, the Home Minister urged the police to ensure peace and security while fostering friendly relations with citizens through courteous conduct. A good governance unit has been established in the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation to make the ministry's operations faster, more transparent and result-oriented. The unit was set up in accordance with the Good Governance Management and Operation Act 2064 Vikram Samvat, as well as relevant regulations and the recent cabinet decision. The unit created under the Energy Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha will monitor and evaluate staff performance across the ministry and its subordinate bodies. The United States has lowered its travel advisory for Nepal from level 3 to 2, signaling an improvement in the country's security and stability situation. The advisory had previously been raised to level 3 following the Gen Z protests that began in September 2025. The U.S. reports that nationwide demonstrations in Nepal have ended and security has stabilized. Despite the upgraded level 2 rating, U.S. citizens are advised to stay cautious while the change boosts Nepal's tourism image. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। एम्बेसडर अफ साउदी अरेबिया टु नेपाल फहद मोहम्मद ए मनिख paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav today. During a meeting held at the office of the Vice President in Lanchero today, matters relating to bilateral interest between the two countries were discussed. Ambassador Manik said Saudi Arabia is ready to support Nepal's development and plans to strengthen bilateral relations during his tenure. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Trump says he is considering pulling out of NATO, according to an interview he gave to The Telegraph after saying U.S. military action in Iran could end in 2 to 3 weeks. The BBC cited the newspaper as saying Trump called the alliance a paper tiger and claimed the U.K. does not have a navy. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced the U.K. will host a Strait of Hormuz meeting this week, signaling his intend to strengthen ties with the EU. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian says Tehran has the necessary will to end the war provided its enemies guarantee it will not flare up again. Oil fell below $100 a barrel as the U.S. commenced eased market fears, but ongoing Israel-Iran strikes and Gulf attacks continue to pressure energy markets. A Russian military plane has crashed in the occupied Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea, killing 29 people on board. The BBC cited the Russian Defense Ministry as saying wreckage of the AN-26 aircraft was found on Tuesday after the plane lost contact with authorities during a routine flight. The crash, blamed on a technical failure, involved 7 crew and 23 passengers over Crimea. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the mountainous region of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and partly cloudy over the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliament session begins tomorrow. Leaders of parties represented in Parliament to address the first meeting. Parties agree to elect the Speaker on 5th of April. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with House members from Madhya's provinces, seeks suggestions on urgent district and local priorities. National Examination Board confirms completion of all preparations for SEE exams scheduled to start from tomorrow. And Trump considers leaving NATO as Stamos says UK will host talks on Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.